have a snack to pass out to you today. Usually this is when I'd pass out the snacks, but the food's coming after the service. All right, so this is the point in our tent time. I'm going to put this down here. This is the point in our tent time when we do a skit that leads into the Bible lesson. And so today, you all get to experience this today, and you get to experience it the way it really is. And that is that the tent time skit is practiced a little bit. So we hold our scripts, and we just roll with it, and it's really a lot of fun. And they learn something new about God every time. So this is how it goes. So anyway, hi, kids. I'm so glad that you're here on Soccer Camp Sunday. I recognize a lot of you from soccer camp, and some of you are new faces, and I'm glad that each and every one of you is here today. We just wrapped up a super fun week of soccer camp, and we were learning soccer skills and making friends and eating snacks and singing songs, and we learned some big ideas during our tent time, right? We learned three big ideas.
It was a great week. Hey, Coach Jess. I see some kids who were not at soccer camp last week, and a lot of grown-ups who weren't. Why? We don't want anyone to feel left out. Why don't we review this week's big ideas to help them find out what we learned?
I love that idea. Okay, so on the first day, if you remember way back to Monday, we learned about Hagar, and we learned that Hagar had a big problem, and she ran away. And that became an even bigger problem. Does anybody remember that? She thought no one could see her, lost and alone in the desert.
Soccer campers, does anyone remember who could see Hagar in the desert?
Mm-hmm. You got it, yes. The angel of the Lord saw Hagar. And the big idea for day one was, when I am lost, you go, it's back there, I think, right? I hope. We lost a lot of big ideas this week. When I am lost, day one. Jesus sees me. Yes, exactly. All right. Well, I can't believe, Maisie, I can't believe you actually had the big idea that time. Usually we needed some help, didn't we? But she had the big idea, so we're good. So on day two, we learned about Saul. And Saul was going in the wrong direction. Remember, he was doing some really wrong things. And he was hurting followers of Jesus until one day he saw a very bright light.
Soccer campers, does anyone remember who spoke to Saul from the bright light?
Jesus, you guys are so good. They know all the answers. Jesus spoke to Saul. Jesus turned Saul around. Instead of going the wrong direction and hurting followers of Jesus, Saul became a follower of Jesus himself named Paul. And he taught others the good news about Jesus too. And the big idea for day two was... Oh, it's upside down. You got it.
When I'm lost,
Jesus turns me around. All right, let's stand up. We got to stand up and do this one together. Okay. When I am lost, Jesus turns me around. All right, awesome. Okay, you can sit back down. You're doing great. We're two for two. On the third day of soccer camp, poor Coach Maisie lost her stuffed sheep. Do you remember? She lost her stuffed sheep. Yes, she found sheepy again. We learn about the parable that Jesus taught about the 100 sheep, right? And one of the sheep, just one of the sheep got lost. But the shepherd left the 99 sheep to go find the one that was lost. And just like the lost sheep, we learn that each one of us is special and important to God, right? So the big idea for day three was... Jesus finds me. You're doing great, Coach Maisie. When I am lost, Jesus finds me. Yes, that was our big idea for day three. So we're going to have a new big idea today. So you all are going to get to learn our fourth big idea for soccer camp week together with us. And these campers don't know it yet. I thought maybe we could flip the usual order today. And instead of telling the story first and then doing the big idea after, we could share the big idea first. So Coach Maisie, show everyone today's big idea. Do I need to say please? Coach Maisie, show everyone today's big idea.
Coach Jess, I think I might have lost it.
We lost the big idea. This always happens. Oh, I think. All right. Lost and found box needs a microphone. I think it's yellow.
Yellow?
I'm letting the booth know.
Does it work?
Okay, all right. Lost and found box. We got to see the lost and found box a lot this week, didn't we? So you are just in the nick of time, lost and found box. All of these people are here for Soccer Camp Sunday, and we lost the big idea for today, if you would believe that.
Well, lucky for you, I have the big idea right here in the lost and found box. It's underneath all this stuff.
Lost and found box.
I've made a huge mess.
Oh, lost and found box. This doesn't like you at all.
Like me, and I can't lean down. I can't lean down and pick up this stuff. I need some help.
Let me get a container here.
Campers, we can help her, right?
Okay, here we go. Okay, this is a spot we can put all. You put it all in here, campers. There we go.
Why don't you put this stuff in there?
Oh, boy. Okay. That backfired.
Okay. Whew. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You know, even the lost and found box needs help sometimes.
You know what that reminds me of? I'm gonna take this and move this back here for some reason. Okay. You know what that reminds me of? It reminds me of
a Bible story.
It does.
Oh, a Bible story?
Yes.
You know, can I help read the Bible story? You know, I'm a little embarrassed for making this big mess, but I just love to read the Bible.
Yes, of course. It's a Bible story. The Bible's right there. It's a Bible story about a man named Philip. Everyone say Philip. Philip, who was a follower of Jesus. We're going to find out what Philip did by reading Acts 8:26. I think our lost and found box is ready to go. She finds those verses so fast. 26.
An angel of the Lord spoke to Philip. Go south to the desert road, he said. It's the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza.
So an angel of the Lord turned Philip around and sent him somewhere new?
That sounds like one of our big ideas, doesn't it? Lost and found box, could you read Acts 8:27 through 28?
So Philip started out. On his way, he met an Ethiopian official. The man had an important position in charge of all the wealth of the Queen of Ethiopia. This official had gone to Jerusalem to worship. On his way home, he was sitting in his chariot. He was reading the book of Isaiah the prophet.
So, we have Philip, all right? He's just shown up on this road, and there's an Ethiopian official sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah. You know, I actually just read the book of Isaiah from the Bible for a class this summer, and honestly, it was a little confusing. I was glad I had my professor there to be able to explain some of those things to me and help me. I wonder if the Ethiopian official was a little confused, too. Lost and found box, will you read verses 29 through 31?
The Holy Spirit told Philip, go to that chariot, stay near it. So Philip ran to the chariot. He heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. Do you understand what you're reading? Philip asked. How can I? He said. I need someone to explain it to me. So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him.
It sounds like the Ethiopian official needed help understanding it too, Coach Jess.
Yes. So, the Ethiopian official read aloud to Philip the part that was confusing him, and he asked if the prophet Isaiah had been talking about himself or about someone else. Let's see what Philip told him in verse 35.
Then Philip began with that same part of Scripture. He told him the good news about Jesus.
Kids, what good news did Philip share? The good news about
Jesus. They are so good. They never miss a beat. Jesus. Philip helped the Ethiopian official understand the Bible verses, and then Philip taught him all about Jesus, like we learned about Jesus this week. The Ethiopian official was so excited that when his chariot passed by some water, he asked to be baptized right away. He wanted to show everyone he was a follower of Jesus. God led Philip to just the right place at just the right time so that he could help just one person, the Ethiopian official.
Hey, Lost and Found Box, did you happen to find our big idea for today?
Oh, yes, I did. You know, I almost forgot about it because I made that big mess. But here it is.
Still making a mess. That's okay, Lost and Found
Box. Just hang on to it. Okay.
Here, should we hold it for you? Here we go.
Here's our big idea for the day. When I'm lost, Jesus sends help. Let's practice it. When I'm lost,
Jesus sends help.
When I'm lost,
Jesus sends help.
Okay.
Awesome. We all need help sometimes, don't we? Raise your hand if you sometimes need help. What is something that you sometimes need help with? I'm going off script, guys. What's something you sometimes need help with? Raise your hand. Miguel, what do you sometimes need help with?
Speak English.
Speaking English, yeah. Miguel sometimes needs help speaking English. Who else sometimes needs help with something?
I need help, like, finding my stuff.
Finding your stuff. Is that true back there, Stephen's family? Yep. Yep. Well, the Lost and Found Box might be able to help you. But anybody else, what do you need help with? What do you need help with?
I need help with getting lunch.
Help getting lunch. Yeah, we all need help sometimes. I've got my own mic. All right, sorry. I got confused there for a minute. We all need help sometimes, don't we? But you know what's so cool? Sometimes Jesus sends us to be the helpers. Kind of like you were helpers today when the Lost and Found Box was juggling all of her lost and found stuff and it went everywhere and you were the helpers. So sometimes Jesus sends us help, but sometimes Jesus sends us to be the helpers. We can help our friends when they're feeling sad or lonely. We can help at school or at church if somebody seems a little left out. We can help our families, and sometimes we can even help, like Philip did, to tell the good news about Jesus. There are lots of ways that we can be helpers. You know, I like to help people, and I like to be the helper, but sometimes I need help too. And you know what? This week for me was kind of a crazy week. I love soccer camp week, and I look forward to it all year, and it was so fun. But there were some crazy things happening in my life that made it kind of hard. Beckett, raise your hand, Beckett. Beckett decided on Tuesday afternoon to ride his bike down some stairs at the park, and he got into a bad bike accident. And he needed stitches, and he chipped some teeth. So we ended up at the ER, didn't we, Beckett, on Tuesday night? We needed to get some help from some awesome doctors. Two thumbs up for the doctor. Yeah, he was amazing. We ended up there Tuesday night, and then Wednesday we ended up at the dentist, and Thursday we ended up at the clinic again. I ended up with a cold, and the smoke came, and we had to change things on Thursday, so the week ended up kind of crazy, and it was hard. And so everything went great at soccer camp, and it was a wonderful week, but I really needed a lot of help. And when I was feeling low, I realized something. I realized that Jesus had been sending me help all week long. So, for example, Jesus sent me a helper yesterday when I realized, oh, we better set up the gym. We got to put tables and chairs all in the gym. I was like, oh, so who's going to do that? And then right then, I got a text saying, oh, so-and-so asked if they could set up the tables and chairs in the gym. And so Jesus sent me help right in that moment to set up the tables and chairs. And it was a little thing, but it made a big difference. So I saw ways all week long where Jesus had sent me help. One more example of when Jesus sent me help. Beckett, is it okay if I tell a little bit more of your story from the bike accident? Yep, that was the eye roll, take the eye roll and not as a yes. Okay, when Beckett had got in his accident, a neighbor came along and stayed with Tucker and Beckett until I got there. And it wasn't just any neighbor. Jesus didn't send just any neighbor. Jesus sent a neighbor named JR. Everyone say JR. He sent a neighbor named JR who has two boys. Everyone say two boys. Who get into lots of scrapes. They break bones. They have accidents all the time. And JR was the one who showed up when Beckett was there hurt and to help keep things calm. And JR was just the right neighbor to be on the scene when Beckett was hurt. So that was another way that I saw Jesus send help this week. So I encourage you to look for the helpers when you're feeling low. Look to see how is Jesus sending you help, or how can you be the helper. Let's pray together. We're just going to talk to God. Dear Jesus, thank you that you see us. Thank you that you turn us around. And thank you that you find us when we are lost. Jesus, thank you that you send us help when we need help. Please show us how to be helpers too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.